All right, it is 9:39. Well, what a fun morning this has been. Appreciate everybody coming out to Chef Shell's for breakfast this morning here in downtown Port Huron. We've had a great time, and it's a great weekend coming up. It's Memorial Day weekend, and that means an extra day off, and a lot of people are going to be having a lot of fun. A lot of things going on around the area, including in Lexington at the Lexington Village Theater Sunday night, performing two shows, the classic rock band Rare Earth. And we're very pleased to have online with us right now original founding member of Rare Earth, Gil Bridges. Gil, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. You guys have been around a long time, and you're still rocking strong. Take us back to the very beginning, because you guys were one of the original Motown acts. And when we think about Motown, we don't think about white rock and roll soul acts, but well, you guys were, and just tell us a little bit about how that all came about.
Well, it's a little bit of a long story, but in the beginning, one of our co-managers was a beautician also, and he used to do Berry Gordy's wife's hair. And we were playing clubs at the time, and he brought her in to see us, and she flipped out, thought we were great, and she went and she told Berry. And then Berry told Barney Ailes, who was also a partner at the company back then. And they brought us in and talked to us and offered us a deal. And at first we were hesitant because we had a couple friends that were white bands that were signed with them prior to us, but with no luck whatsoever because they weren't positioned for promotion. And they were basically black promotion, you know what I'm saying? And they weren't in the white market for the promotion, so for a white band. So we were hesitant about it, and they said, well, we're opening a whole new division that's going to be all white acts, and a lot of the music will be coming from England, because that's when we had an influx of a lot of music coming from overseas. And they said, we haven't named the company yet. And jokingly, we just said, well, what about Rare Earth? So they gave us, they said, okay. They gave us our label, Rare Earth label on Motown. And we knew right then and there that they were opening a new division. There was going to be a lot of advertising with our name. It shows their confidence in us. And we thought this is a great deal. And so we signed with them.
I'll be darned. Speaking of advertising, I want to ask you, how many times, how many different commercials has I Just Want to Celebrate been used in? Because you still hear it today in a lot of ad campaigns. It was a great song, and still as great as it was when it was first released.
Yes, amazingly enough, all these years later, we're still collecting royalties on that song because it's been in so many movies and so many ads. I mean, AT&T's used it, Ford's used it. I mean, Gatorade. I mean, so many different companies have used it as well as in movies and TV shows.
Yeah, I mean, do you ever find yourself in a conversation with somebody and you're explaining who you are and you say you're with Rare Earth? I don't know. What songs do you do? And then you mention that song and I know that song. I know you guys.
That happens a lot.
I bet it does.
They don't recognize the name, but as soon as they say, what songs did you have? And I say, Get Ready, Celebrate. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
The 70s. It's funny how they didn't relate the name with the songs, but that's the way it was.
So you guys got your start in Detroit. You have toured worldwide, haven't you?
Yes. Not total worldwide, but we've been to Europe about 10 times and South America and so on and so forth. But we hadn't gotten the whole world, that's for sure.
Is it still fun? Do you still like getting up on stage?
That's what I do. That's my life. When I don't do it, I just, I'm not happy. I mean, it's really, I've been doing it since I've been 16 years old. So it's home to me. So I feel the best I feel is when we're performing or after a good show. I just feel my best.
What was the music scene like in Detroit in the 1960s when you guys were just coming up, just getting started?
Well, it was great. There was a lot of great groups coming out of Detroit. And Motown, of course, pretty much controlled the radio. All the songs at that time in the mid-60s and stuff, it was pretty much all Motown songs. So when we were working clubs, that's basically the songs that the people wanted to hear. It was the Motown songs, and that's how we developed our roots And that's what Motown saw in us. And as a matter of fact, our very first album we recorded with Motown, of course, had Get Ready. It was a Get Ready album with Get Ready on one side, 21 minutes long. And they were very shocked and were very sort of reluctant in the beginning to even do that. And we said, look, if Iron Butterfly can do it with Enigata DeVito, we can do it.
There you go. Do you remember the first time that you heard one of your songs on the radio?
No. No, I don't. But it all started. The record was out for 6 months, and there wasn't much happening with it. And we thought, oh, boy. Well, that's that, you know. And then all of a sudden, it all broke loose. A black DJ in Washington, D.C. played, and that's when AOR Radio started coming in. They started playing albums and album cuts off groups. He played the full length of Get Ready, and that was it. It just caught on, and it just blew, and went all the way across the country to California, and wound up being on the charts for 3 years, and in the top five, and it was really phenomenal.
What a career. Gil Bridge is with us on the line on WPHM on this Friday morning. They're going to be performing Rare Earth Will at the Lexington Village Theater this Sunday. Two shows, 7 o'clock and 9:30. Tickets still available from the Lexington Village Theater box office or at lexingtonvillagetheater.com. Gil, we wish you all the best. Have a great show this weekend, and enjoy your time up here in Lexington.
Oh, thank you so much. It was nice talking to you, Paul.
You too, Gil. Take care. Bye now.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.